We're live from the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with author T.P. Jones. His latest book is called The Gamble. It is the second in a trilogy, The Loss of Certainty series. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. All right, let's refresh everybody. What was Book 1 about that we talked about last year?
Book 1, the first volume in the trilogy, which is set in a small Midwestern city, dealt with a number of issues, but at the center of the story was the attempt to save a meatpacking plant by selling it to its employees. The story, as is in the new work, was told from multiple points of view. So you had a chance to see the attitudes not only of people on the kill floor of the meatpacking plant, but also the CEO of the company and other company officials. And so basically, we followed that story to the end. Initial conditions that could lead to a big spring flood started to evolve, but we weren't anywhere near the actual flood then. And in the second volume, we're not near the flood either.
Second one is called Gamble, once again, and this entails hate crimes, racial tensions, a bad economy, lots of unemployment. Tell us a little bit about that plot.
The second volume, I did my research in Dubuque, Iowa. The second volume actually began because of events that occurred in Dubuque, where there is a tiny black population, 0.5%, and occasionally racial issues crop up, cross burnings, other incidents. And in 1990-91, when the incident that the book is based on occurred, I happened to be in the city doing some follow-up research. Basically, it's the story of a city that is faced with a long-term racial situation. All the laws are in place, and the question that city leaders face is, what do you do when you can't pass a law that's going to solve a problem? So what the mayor of the city decides to do is to institute a rather unique approach to trying to improve racial relations in the city. It leads to immediate backlash from the community. And so the book is the playing out of the tensions that exist between the mayor, who wants to open the city up to the larger community, the larger world, and the local community that's really quite happy with the way things have been.
Do you find in tough times and in your book, consequently, when economic problems arise, racial tensions increase?
Yes, as a matter of fact. But you have to understand that in a place like Dubuque and in the current age, they're quite different than they would have been back during Jim Crow periods. Back then, when, for instance, crosses were burned, they were burned by people with a lot of power in the community. When it happens now in a place like Dubuque, it's really the disadvantaged, the people that are out of work, you know, the people that don't have power, that are sort of expressing their unhappiness with the situation. And the way they do it is by picking a scapegoat. And the scapegoat happens to be blacks. But they're not blacks that they're actually directly competing with in the city, because there are very few blacks in the city to begin with. So it's a symbolic act more than anything else.
Tom, why did you decide to make this into a trilogy?
It was an accident, sort of accidental trilogy. I began to write a single volume as it grew, and as I understood that communities like Dubuque are really complex communities, that I couldn't have a single narrative or a single point of view, the book became larger and larger and larger. First, I divided it in half. And then it kept on growing, and finally I divided it into three pieces and have tried to make the pieces function independently to the extent that you could read any one of the three in isolation, although you obviously get more out of the work if you read all three.
So basically there was just more story to be told, yes?
Correct, correct.
Tell me about the third one. What's coming up?
Well, the third one's actually what I set out to write to begin with. I was interested in writing about local government. I spent a couple years in Dubuque, Iowa, as a participant observer in the local government there. Did lots of stuff. Rode with the cops, slept in the firehouses. And the idea was that the first half of the book would be about day-to-day life in the city. Second half would be about the attempt to fight against a huge Mississippi River flood, where the water comes up foot a day And floods are organizational events as much as they are calamities. As I've indicated earlier, the novel grew and grew. Other narratives intruded themselves. But ultimately, the third volume deals with what I started out to write, the flood itself. So the city now confronts 500-year flood. They have a flood wall, actually, and a flood protection system. So the flood itself is quite different than what your classic flood is. And it becomes as much a political event as a physical event.
And the third one is called what?
It's called River Rising.
All right. In the meantime, the second one, the reason we're here today, is called The Gamble. And it's part of the Loss of Certainty series by author T.P. Jones. Tom, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you very much for having me. My website, if anybody's interested, is www.thelossofcertainty.com, the title of the series.
We'll certainly check it out. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much.